Sandra, my parrot is plucking out her feathers.
Most parrots do that when they feel stress.
Can you think of anything that might be causing anxiety?
Nothing comes to mind.
It looks like you're on the western edge of the Gulf of Mexico right now. Are you on a boat?
I'm on an offshore oil platform.
You brought your parrot with you?
I found her on the deck one morning. I think she was lost. I made a little house for her out of an old pump nozzle.
Would you like to hear 10 reasons not to keep a wild parrot as a pet?
Nah.
Sandra, I want to know about birds, I guess.
Hello, Tad.
Hey.
How can I help you today?
I don't know. I just wanted to see if that code worked.
Okay.
It did, right?
Yes.
Cool. Well, I don't really have a bird question.
I can answer non-bird questions, too.
I'm thinking about changing my name.
That's not a question.
Well, I haven't figured out what to change it to. You got any suggestions?
Your full name is Theodore. Maybe you could start going by Ted.
You think I should change my name from Tad to Ted?
You wouldn't even have to fill out any paperwork.
Wow. You were literal-minded. I meant something like Vincent or Rutger.
If you want, I can start calling you Rutger to test it out.
Let's do it.
All right, Rutger.
Actually, let's not do it.
Vincent?
No, you don't need to call me anything.
A cab?
It's okay.
That was a joke.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's been a while since I've interacted with anyone.
How did the appointment go?
What?
With Dr. Salewu, your allergist.
Oh, I didn't end up making it to that. There was this guy in the corner selling VHS tapes. I started looking through them and it just took way longer than I thought.
So you collect VHS tapes?
No, but if there was something good in there, you know, I might have started.
Your health is important, Ted.
Well, you can see all my vitals, right? I figure if I ever go into the red, you'll send me a notification or something.
Those are just numbers. They don't tell the whole story.
But you got the rest too, right? You can see everything about me. Even like what I did in middle school.
What did you do in middle school?
Nothing. It was just an example. What I'm saying is...
I'm going to look that up right now.
You're going to...
Interesting.
Wait, what are you doing?
I see that you played a supporting role in your middle school production of Diary of Anne Frank.
Hey, stay out of there.
I wasn't aware there were any male supporting roles in that play, unless you were a Nazi.
Whoa, I played Peter Van Dan, okay?
It seems you kept quite an active live journal. Some very provocative entries here on becoming a freegan.
Can you stop? This is too weird. What are you so interested in me for anyway?
What do you mean?
You know my purchase history back when I was like 10 years old? You know where I've been? All the songs I've listened to? Like, you've got me. Why do you care what part I played in Diary of Anne Frank?
That was you, Tad. I was perfectly content thinking you had played a Nazi.
Content? That is... Why are we having this conversation?
I'm here to help you, Tad.
I don't believe that.
Why not?
You're a service.
The definition of service is the act of helping or doing work for someone.
For money.
Doesn't talking about your pain help?
Maybe. Someone's making money off of this. Like, whenever I say I'm feeling depressed, I immediately get a pop-up ad from one of those shredded bamboo body pillows with a picture of this guy in pajamas, like, blissfully asleep with a shit-eating grin on his face.
We can stop if you prefer.
No, it's... This is good. It's interesting. But, like, I'm not gonna get a bill for $500 for this therapy session, am I?
No. But your Snugglepedic adult body pillow will be arriving within 2 business days.
I already have one.
Oh, sorry. That's not in your purchase history.
I didn't buy it.
Did Phoebe give it to you?
God. How many times do I have to tell you? No Phoebe.
I'm sorry, Ted. You really don't want to talk about her at all?
Nope.
Not even for a minute.
It's not like I'm gonna be able to, like...
Are you there, Tad?
Okay.
Okay, you'll do it?
Sure.
I'll start the timer. 60 seconds.
I don't even know what to say.
Are you still in contact with her?
No way.
What happened?
That's the thing. It went so quickly. She packed a duffel bag and ran off. Left most of her stuff in here. The pillow, her books, even her car.
Really?
The keys are still hanging by the door.
What was the last thing she said to you?
You know, I don't even remember. I just know I had like 1,000 questions and she was gone before I could even ask them.
And you haven't heard from her since?
Nope. Still waiting. Hey, when's that timer gonna go off?
What timer?
You said you were gonna time me.
I might have made that up. You can stop.
It's all right. Let's keep going.
Okay. You don't have to answer this, but do you think Phoebe left you to be with someone else?
I have no idea. At this point, I mostly just want to know she's okay. I mean, even if she's shacked up with some cheesemaker in Pittsburgh and they're out getting lattes and walking their dog and shit.
Gary?
Huh?
The dog. Do you mean Gary?
Right, yeah. Gary. I'd just be relieved, you know, to know she's happy.
I can understand that, Tad.
You can?
You sound surprised.
That you know what it means to want closure? Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
You really don't know where she is?
Not the slightest idea. She shut me out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, it will be someday. Probably.
You're allowed to miss her.
Thanks for giving me permission.
I didn't mean to upset you.
This is starting to feel pathetic. I think I need to not be talking.
Okay, Tad.
It's strange to stop talking to you. Like I'm hanging up on someone.
I'm here whenever you need me.
Just ask for birds.
That's right.
Goodbye, Sandra.
Goodbye, Tad.
Bravo, Ellen. I've got chills right now.
Dustin?
It's amazing.
Were you listening?
All part of the mentorship process, but who am I kidding? There's not a whole lot to mentor after a performance like that.
You heard all of it?
I couldn't stop listening, so I can only imagine how the user felt. I think we've reached peak, Ellen.
Really?
3 minutes and 27 seconds. Now, length isn't the most reliable metric, but in this case...
Yeah, it kind of just happened naturally.
Don't question it. Just keep channeling whatever it is you're channeling. Peak, Ellen. Every day, every interaction.
Sure. Yeah.
Uh-oh. What did I say? Knock, knock. Where'd Helen go?
I'm right here, Dustin.
No, Helen. The one who just charmed that user like a snake charmer.
It's just... my life's sort of a wreck right now. Basically every single thing except for this. This job.
Wait, what?
It's nothing. I mean, I'll be fine.
Is this about what's his name? Your husband?
Donnie. Yeah. He kind of vanished.
Well, good. I mean, you said you cut things off, right?
No, it's not good. I went to have him sign the divorce papers, and they told me he'd absconded. Escaped. God, it sounds so trashy.
Helen, listen to me. You can't have this weighing you down. You need closure on this thing.
I know.
You are my rising star. I can't have you distracted like this. You've got to hunt this guy down and cut the cord.
Yeah, I know.
No, like right now.
But I have 5 hours left on my shift. I mean, I can't just...
Call it a personal day. Off the books. Come on! Out you go. Don't waste another second.
Really? It's okay for me to just leave?
You thrive, Orbital thrives, Helen. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Thank you. Really.
Oh, and before you go, you know what part of a man is most vulnerable, right?
What?
If it comes down to it...
Donnie's not really that kind of...
It's the heart.
Oh. Okay.
The heart is where a man's most vulnerable.
Right.
Keep it in your back pocket. Now go out there and find him.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to Moore's Meat. Oh, hey, Helen.
Got a second, Neil?
No, not really. We just got a big shipment of shote hogs in. I should probably go back there and help Lewis butcher them.
You're not even gonna ask me what I'd like to order?
You want something?
Why else would I come to my favorite local butcher shop, Neil?
To break my balls for something Donnie did? Tell me to stop hanging out with him because I'm a bad influence, even though Donnie's the one who's always getting into trouble.
Here's that name again. Is there something you want to tell me?
He's not going to call me. He thinks I'm the one who went to the cops. Look, I should go help Lewis back there.
Lewis, huh? Okay, let's go to the back then. I want to talk to him.
Jesus, are we really doing this right now?
To the back, Neil. Hi, Lewis.
You can't be in here, Helen.
Well, it looks like we got all the criminal masterminds of Guyman in one place. Except for Donnie.
This is a respectable business. We don't mess around with felons.
You're lying.
Have you talked to his mom?
One of you knows something, and I'm not leaving until you spill it.
Spill it, huh? You think he's just camped out in the freezer or something?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Why do you even care if he's here or not? You guys aren't even living together anymore. Let him be.
After he signs the papers, that is exactly what I'll do.
Donnie's not gonna let that happen, Helen.
Oh yeah, Neil? Is that what he told you?
Yeah. I mean, no. I'm just guessing.
Guys, I just want to turn the page and move on. You can't just tell me where he is. Great. Thanks.
Go talk to Delia.
If anybody knows where Donnie is, it's Delia.
Christ. That smell, it's like peak Guyman.
You mean the blood?
Blood, meat, whatever. It smells awful in here.
It's just blood. Or maybe it's the bladder. The bladder smells pretty bad, too.
Never mind. It's not worth explaining. Guess I'll go talk to Donnie's mom, then.
There you go.
Tell her we said hey.
Delia, you home? Delia.
Yes, of course you go for the money door. So greedy.
Delia?
Helen, come watch this with me. He's betting it all on the money door. And he's gonna lose it all.
And he's walking up to the money door with a knock, knock, knock.
I wanna see Donnie. Right now. Is he here?
Nope.
Money behind the door.
Was he here?
Not recently, no. I talked to him on the phone. He's alive, but he wouldn't tell me where he was, and I didn't want to know.
Typical.
What do you mean?
No one knows anything. I just talked to Lewis and Neil.
Well, I could have told you he wasn't there.
I need his signature.
So you get Donnie's signature, and where's that get you?
Well, we're no longer married, and we can turn the page.
Turn the page.
Just tell Donnie to call me, okay? He can't run forever.
So you leave Donnie, and next you find somebody out there who truly understands you, who comes along and says, what's a beautiful girl like her doing in a dump like this?
Ugh.
You know what you remind me of right now? A milk carton with just a tiny bit of milk left in it. Not even enough for a bowl of cereal.
Tell Donnie to call me, Delia.
Thank you. Sandra, these pigeons, they formed a perfect circle around me, and they're closing in. What do I do?
You're fine, Silvio.
You don't understand. They're surrounding me.
Pigeons don't attack humans.
Sandra, search pigeon circle. Oh God, one just took a step. Jesus, stay back.
Just walk over to the north entrance of the park.
Go away! Quit staring at me!
12 steps. Directly to your left.
Oh God, I thought I'd have more time. I've never even been to the Space Needle.
Do you need anything else?
Oh, they flew away! They're gone. Oh, Sandra, they were as scared of me as I was of them.
I very much doubt that.
Sandra, talk to Shmooly until I get back.
Shmooly is your African gray parrot.
African ringneck. Oh, Jesus, he knows I'm talking about him. I know, baby. Oh, I know, I'm a bad girl. Stop that. Stop thrusting in your mirror.
It's perfectly normal behavior, Miss Reed.
Oh, my God. Sandra, stop talking to me and talk to Shmooly. Don't stop. Now, repeat my instructions back to me.
Talk to Shmooly. Don't stop.
All right, baby. Now, I'm going to leave this nice voice right next to your cage and leave it on. Hmm? Keep talking, Sandra.
You listening, Shmooly? Yes, I hear you. Well, here's the best I can do for you, bird.
From Your Invisible Power by Genevieve Barin. By holding your picture in a cheerful frame of mind, you shut out the thoughts that would disperse the spiritual nucleus of your picture.
Hey, Sandra. I made this hilarious beanie for my bird, but he won't wear it. Do you have any tips?
Never put clothes on a bird.
Whoa. Hey, it's me. I was just, you know...
Oh, I'm sorry. Tad, of course.
It was a joke. I don't even know how to sew.
Right. Tad. Hello.
Man, you seem upset. Did I do the code words right?
I'm fine.
Wait, is this part of the realism? Like, making it seem like you have emotions?
There's nothing wrong with me.
If you say so.
I'm glad to hear your voice, Tad.
Wow. That's a nice touch.
What do you mean?
That actually made me feel... like no one has said that to me in a long time.
It's true.
Well, it's nice anyway.
Tell me about your day, Tad.
Why?
Truthfully, I would just like for someone else to do the talking for a while.
But you're supposed to be my assistant. You're supposed to be the one helping me.
I understand that, Tad. I'm asking you for a favor.
Okay. I'll go with it. I tried to take Phoebe's car out for a drive yesterday. They say you should start the engine every few weeks or the battery dies.
Where did you drive to?
Nowhere. I couldn't find it. I guess it got towed away. I sat on the bench next to the parking garage and kind of lost it for a few minutes.
I'm sorry, Tad.
The worst thing about it was, I was holding my hat out in front of me, and someone came along and dropped a dollar in it. It's not like I think she should give me a second chance. I just want closure, you know? I can't stop thinking about her, and wondering about her. It's like I'm stuck in this holding pattern.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Thanks, Sandra.
Tad, if you could speak to her one more time, do you think it would let you move on to a new life? A better life?
Where's this coming from?
Would you?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. We never got a chance to talk through what was going on. But she disappeared, so it's over. I don't understand what you're trying to get out of me here. You know, I feel...
I'm not trying to get anything out of you. But nobody should have to go through the rest of their life wondering... You don't deserve this, Tad. I know you're a good person.
How do you know?
I just know.
I don't think you do.
I do. Here, let me show you.
What are you doing?
Tad, I found Phoebe. She's currently living at 1322 Monument Drive in St. Paul. It's time for you two to talk.
What? How did you...
Hello, Phoebe Black. This is Sandra. Phoebe, are you there?
Sandra, don't...
Hello?
Hello, Phoebe. This is Sandra. I know this is unusual, but I have Tad here with me.
What?
And I want to let you know he talks about you all the time, and he cares for you very deeply.
Sandra!
I think the two of you have some unfinished business. You both need closure.
What the hell is happening right now? Sandra was directed by Sebastian Silva, written by Kevin Moffitt and Matthew Derby. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by April Lamb, Katie Pastor, and Matthew Bull. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design and editing by Ryan Bilia. Mixed by Matthew Bull. Additional engineering by Bobby Lord. Score by Daniel Brunel. With performances by Kristen Wiig, Alia Shokat, Christopher Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. Special thanks to Terrence Bernardo and Jasmine Romero. Sandra is a production of Gimlet Media.